Editor. In this time of water crisis, and yes it is a crisis, here is what I'm doing to put off the day that taps run dry. 1. Never flush the toilet on yellow. 2. I'm using groundwater from the WWTP or gray water from the shower to flush the brown. 3. Shower twice a week instead of daily. 4. When I do shower, I save the water that goes down the drain while waiting for the shower to come up to temperature. 5. That saved water is used to fill the kettle, steam vegetables, etc. 6. When showering, I plug the drain and use only enough water to get wet. Turn it off to soap up. Turn it back on to rinse off. Save the gray water for various uses, toilet flushing, plant watering, etc. 7. The days between showering I use baby wipes to freshen up the stinky bits. 8. I use hand sanitizer where I can instead of water for washing hands. 9. I spritz my hair in the mornings that I don't shower to keep my bedhead somewhat under control. 10. I've reduced my laundry by more than half by changing clothes, bedding and towels less often. Full loads only. 11. I no longer rinse my dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Full loads only. When I retired to Seychelles, I never thought I'd be in a position where my tap water might run dry. That local government hadn't the foresight to begin dealing with the water problem many years ago when it first became an issue. But here we are. Our taps may run dry. I really don't want to see that happen. So I'm doing everything I can think of to do my bit to prevent that from happening. What are you doing? Johanna van den Broek, Seychelles.